The place Evelyn led them to reminded Jinsler of the meal room back at the Comra relay post. A drab, viewportless place enclosed in undecorated metal, furnished only with a long, plain table and a handful of equally plain chairs. Seated in the chair at the far end of the table was a dark-haired man in his mid-50s with a lined, brooding face, dressed in the same simple fashion as the girl. "Good day," Jinsler said with a nod. "Do I have the honor of addressing Guardian Presser?"
"You do,"
Presser acknowledged. "Sit down." "Thank you," Jinsler said, choosing a seat midway down the table. "Let's make this simple, Ambassador," Presser said as the group settled in. "First of all, I don't trust you. Any of you. Right now, I'd like to hear why I should permit any of you to come farther into our world."
"Don't you mean, why should you permit any of us to live?" Jinsler suggested.
"Because that really is the question, isn't it?"
"I suppose so,"
Presser admitted gruffly. "What can you offer that's worth risking the betrayal of my people?"
"It's obvious you've all suffered tremendously. But I'm here, we're here, in the hope of bringing that suffering to an end."
"And then what?" Presser demanded. "A glorious return to the Republic? Most of us volunteered for this voyage specifically to escape the very thing you're offering."
"We're not the Republic you left," Jinsler said. "We're the new Republic."
"And what? You no longer have squabbles among factions and members?" Presser countered. "The bureaucracy no longer exists? The leaders are wise and benevolent and just?"
"Of course we still have a bureaucracy," Jinsler said carefully. "It's impossible to operate a government without something of that sort, and there are certainly still squabbles and factions, but we've already tried the other option. Rule by a single monolithic empire. Most of us prefer the alternative."
"An empire?" Presser asked, frowning. "When was this?"
"The wheels were already in motion when outbound flight left Coruscant," Jinsler said.
"Interesting," Presser said.
"But that's the past.
This is the present, and I'm still waiting to hear a good reason why we should trust you."
Jinsler took a deep breath.
"Because you're all alone out here.
You're in foreign territory, surrounded by the hazards and lethal radiation of a tightly packed lobular cluster, sitting in a ruined and useless ship."
"The ship is hardly useless," Presser said stiffly. "With all the work my father and the droids put into it, this particular dreadnought is pretty much ready to fly."
"Then why haven't you loaded everyone aboard and left?" Jinsler countered.
"I'll tell you why. You haven't left because you have no idea how to get out."
He locked gazes with the other man. "The bottom line is this, Guardian. If you don't trust us, if you kill us, or even if you just send us away, you and your descendants will be here forever."
Presser's lip twitched.
"I can think of worse fates.
And if it were just you, I wouldn't have any problem with that decision."
Jinsler turned to look at Evelyn. "But it isn't just you, is it?"
Presser didn't reply.
Jinsler listened to the silence, trying to think of something else to say.
"While you're thinking," he said, as he finally found something, "we'd very much like to meet the rest of your people and see your ship."
"All right," Presser said, pushing back his chair and getting to his feet. "You want to see our home?"
"Fine. Let's go see it."
"What about the others?" Jinsler asked, standing up as well.
"It would be a nice gesture to at least release Aristocra Formby. You're in Chiss space, and he's a high-ranking member of the Chiss government. You'll certainly need their help before this is over."
Presser's lips compressed briefly.
"I suppose," he said reluctantly.
"All right, the Aristocra and his group can join us, but the Jedi will stay where they are."
He considered. "So will those armored soldiers, I think. I don't much like the looks of them."
Presser reached the door. Then abruptly he turned back around.
"One other thing," he said.
"Your name, Jinsler. Any relation to the Jedi Knight, Lorana Jinsler?"
Jinsler felt a hard lump form around his heart.
"Yes," he said, forcing his voice to be as casual as Presser's.
"She was my sister."